Hi, I'm Sinclair McKenzie. I'm talking today to Margaret Vass, who's an ICT curriculum support teacher with Falkirk Council. Hi, Margaret.
Hiya. Yeah, we were talking earlier about how we use online spaces to help education in our classes. And it was interesting that we came to the discovery that I think Sinclair said he was using it more as a... I can't remember your exact words, but you were...
Well, I was saying that I was using a blog more as a resource for pupils. So, like, I was creating all the content or directing pupils towards content from my blog. And it seems that, like, that's really... you've moved away from that model.
Yeah, I don't know if it was because I was involved with primary school stage, but for the last 3 years, I think, I had blogs with primary 7 stage children. And it started off as a class blog. And I remember I started off using this blog to try and improve the class's writing. But very soon into having the class blog, I wanted to give them their own space somehow. I think one of the reasons was because it was just a comment from one of the children when he said, "Oh, I saw the comment on your, or the post on your blog." And I said, "But it's a class blog." But so they had lost ownership of it. And then, so it was just a journey from giving them their own space to now where I'm interested in giving the setting up e-portfolios for children, just experimenting with that. But it's been a very gradual journey over a 3-year period, I'd say.
So how did you go about giving pupils their own space then, so that they did feel that they had ownership of the blog?
I remember searching the internet, and I wasn't ready to give them their own blog. I didn't know how to do that safely. And I'd never heard of wikis, but I must have found a class blog in America, and all the children had a page in a wiki. And the wiki was called Wikispaces. So I set up Wikispaces, and a Wikispace account, and I created a page for each child in the class. And we shared a common password, which worked well at times, but at times it didn't work well if we were using it all together in the ICT suite and one child logged off, or if the computer timed out because a child hadn't used it, everybody would lose all their work because
we
were only one person. And then at home one night, I remember being at home and I logged onto the wiki and it was gone because a child had accidentally deleted it. They were using this at home as well. So whatever she'd done in her page, she'd deleted the wiki. And the support from Wikispaces was wonderful because I emailed them right away. It was at 8 o'clock on a Friday night or something. And within an hour, they got back to me, said, "What's the name of the space? Tell us what it is." "There you are, that's it back."
Oh, fantastic.
It was absolutely wonderful. And then I learned that if you emailed Wikispaces with all the children's names, they would set up a page for them in your wiki, but give them their independent password. So they were logging on independently and not as a class.
Oh, right. So would that then mean that they would each have control of their own page, but they wouldn't be able to maybe delete someone else's work by mistake?
Exactly. Yeah.
Oh, that's a great idea.
A great way to start off giving children their own space, simply because you've got control and there is only one space, but within that space they've got a page and that page can go on and on and on. And I can't remember if they can then set up a sub page. I don't think we got that far because I began experimenting further and I was interested then in giving the children their own blog. And I discovered that East Lothian were using, it was at one particular school in East Lothian, and I saw that the children seemed to have a blog. So I thought, "Oh, right, they're using EduBuzz. I'll set up a blog there with them and then maybe give all the children a blog." So I set it up. And when I set up the blog, I remember getting a comment from somebody in East Lothian. And when I looked into it more, I realised that this was an East Lothian set-up, EduBuzz. It wasn't, although any public member, obviously, could set up a blog using EduBuzz. But I thought it was just like EduBlogs, except it was EduBuzz.
Oh, right, right. So it's an authority blogging system then, for East Lothian.
Yeah. And I think at the time when I found them, we were using Blogger as a class blog, which has got the next blog button.
Oh, aye.
It was ideal. I hadn't even heard of EduBlogs at this time. We were using Blogger, and there was EduBuzz. So I thought, I'll use that. So it wasn't long after I set up the class one that I managed to get in touch with David Gilmore, and he set up individual class blogs which were controlled by me. We were both administrators, me and each child in the class, which was wonderful and very generous of him. So the children had their own individual password, and he taught me how this could, and what to call the blogs. I think that's why it was cpsannaj.edublogs.whatever it is.
Right. And what's the CPS bit there?
Cantor Primary School. Because that was the name of our primary school. Yeah, because if you just set it up as a child name, chances are...
Well, you could have thousands of kids called Anna, for example, aye.
And anyway, it gave it a sort of umbrella of education. This is our school's blogs, CPA, you know, it's the name of the school in front of it. And it was just
right.
And also, when I set it up at first, I gave them all tasks to do. So if they'd done something nice, they could put it on the blog. If they were writing up about schoolwork, and we did some homework on the blog. But again, the children... Some of them had ownership of it, but some of them didn't, and I wanted to keep a really tight control over what they were putting on the blog.
Uh-huh.
And again, just through a bit of lethargy on their part, I thought, I need to give them more ownership. I need to be brave enough just to let them run with it. And I think it's because one wee girl was using it really well, and I knew her well, and she was using it well, and I thought, I'm just going to just open this up and say, you don't need to use it for school things. Just let's see what happens. And it just so happened, I decided to make this the focus of my chartered teacher dissertation.
Oh, wow.
So that happened at the same time. So I wrote a dissertation about the journey as I was doing this. You know, so I just totally had a conversation with the children, said, not for school anymore, just use it for whatever you want, and let's see what happens. So dissertations online, cut a long story short, it had a wonderful effect on the classroom.
You mentioned your dissertation.
Yeah.
And you say, oh yeah, and of course that's online. And maybe what we need is just for you to say where we'll find the dissertation.
All right. The dissertation is available at mvas.net, and it's on the about page. So I just felt, well, why not share it?
No, that's fantastic.
I got so much out of doing it. And everything that was happening when the children were using the blogs in this way was a total surprise. I could go on and on for a week.
That's brilliant, Margaret. Thanks very much. That's a fascinating insight into the journey that you had with these pupils.